ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and pertinent question. That question is regarding the wisdom and rationale behind the obligation of fasting. As you know, we are currently in the month of Ramadan. This is a month in which we have been obliged to fast. As you know, this is a month in which the doors of heaven are open. God's mercy is easily acquired in this month. More easily, we can be forgiven in this month than in other months. This is a month in which the Quran was revealed. It's the month in which the night of ordainment falls. There's a lot of spiritual and special distinctions of this month that distinguish it from other months. One of these distinctions is the fact, like we said, that we are obliged to fast in this month. So one of the questions that people often ask is, why is it that we are obliged to fast in the month of Ramadan? What's the purpose behind it? A lot of hadiths have been mentioned which allude to the reasoning behind this, the rationale behind the formulation of this law and obligation. In one blessed hadith, we read the following. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتٌ وَزَكَاتُ الْأَبْدَانِ الصِّيَامِ. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following. He said that everything has a tax, a zakat, and the tax of the bodies is the fast. This is a kind of an interesting concept. You know, we have certain hadiths that says that the tax of knowledge is that you should teach a person. Every blessing that we've been given, we have been given by God Almighty. He's the one who has given it to us. He's the one who has bestowed it upon us. And, you know, these blessings, each one of them, each category of blessings has a special tax which is suitable to it. In this hadith, the Prophet says that the health that we have been given, this body that we've been given, and its health, is a blessing by God, that's been given by God, and it has a tax. Something should be given back from this blessing on the way of God and on the path of God. And we do that by fasting, by performing the Sawm. This blessed hadith has been transmitted and narrated in the famous book of Hadith Al-Kafi, volume 4, page 62. It's the third hadith on that page. Another reason why we, for fasting, is that it is a way by means of which God tests the sincerity of a person, right? Because, you know, in fasting, we're not doing actually something that other people can see, right? So somebody, it's easier to lie about fasting than about other things, you know? Because, you know, we're not actually doing something, we're actually not doing something, right? So, you know, fasting is a good test for a servant's sincerity and to see how sincere he is. And also because it's very difficult. Fasting is a lot more difficult than other acts of worship. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at fasting and its the reason why it has been formulated. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.